Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. Vindication. We were right. Yes, let me just say that again. Vindication, and we were right. The Department of Energy has now said that they believe that the pandemic, the origins of COVID-19, originated from an accidental Chinese lab leak. Let me remind you real quick of what was said. And I'm going to take you back in time, and I don't think you're going to hear this audio anywhere else tonight, to February the 9th of 2020. On February the 9th of 2020, if you questioned the lab leak theory, if you mentioned it, you were xenophobic, you were racist, you were bigoted, you were a flat earther. Senator Tom Cotton, at the time, a Republican from Arkansas, was talking about the lab leak origins. And we already knew some of the things that had happened. We knew that there were people that worked in that lab that had gone to the hospital who were sick before COVID-19 had been released to the rest of the world. We know, because of cell phone data, that the area of the Wuhan Institute of Virology was basically completely free of people in and around that area from cell phone data. We know they were treating it like a nuclear fallout, in essence, area. We know that. But if you mentioned any of this, if you mentioned people that worked at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, that, hey, they'd gone to seek medical treatment in a hospital before we even knew what COVID was, you were a flat earther and you were a bigot and you were racist and a xenophobe. You were trying to turn people in this country against those that were Chinese. Let me also remind you of what was said back on February the 9th of 2020 by the ambassador from China as he was on Face the Nation. And listen to what he said about anyone that believed in this idea it came from a lab.
And in fact, this week, Senator Tom Cotton, who sits on the Senate Intelligence and Armed Services Committee, suggested that the virus may have come from China's biological warfare program. That's an extraordinary charge. How do you respond to that?
I think it's true that a lot is still unknown. And our scientists, Chinese scientists, American scientists, scientists of other countries, are doing their best to learn more about the virus. But it's very harmful, it's very dangerous to stir up suspicion, rumors, and spread them among the people. For one thing, this will create panic. Another thing is that it will fan up racial discrimination, xenophobia, all these things that will really harm our joint efforts to combat the virus. Of course, there are all kinds of speculation and rumors There are people who are saying that these viruses are coming from some military lab, not of China, maybe in the United States. How can we believe all these crazy things?
You think it's crazy? Where did the virus
Absolutely
come from?
Absolutely crazy.
Where did the virus come from?
We still don't know yet. It's probably, according to some initial outcome of the research, probably coming from some animals. But we have to discover more about it.
There has been...
Probably from the animals, but we'll have to discover more on it. So you question China, you're a racist. And that was the theme that Democrats went with. You were xenophobic, right? You were an evil person. You were a racist towards those of China, of Chinese origin. How dare you say that this could have come from there? Let me remind you of the lies of the administration. And this has nothing to do with the origins of COVID, but another lie. And this is the reason why people don't trust this government. Remember Dr. Fauci last year in, what was it, October of last year? He said this on late night TV with Stephen Colbert about the vaccine, which is, of course, in his words, completely safe. There could never be a side effect, right? No, of course not. Listen.
Is the science in on whether the vaccine is safe?
Oh, without a doubt. It's been given to billions of people in billions of doses. So there's no doubt safety is off the table. There's no doubt it's safe. But the important point is that if you reason with people and show the statistics of the number of hospitalizations and deaths among unvaccinated people compared to people who are vaccinated and up to date on their booster, the curves go hospitalization and death for people unvaccinated, hospitalization and deaths for people who are vaccinated. To have people just look at the data, that's not going to convince everybody. But for people who at least put a little bit stock in data, they should understand that.
They should understand it. You should understand it. Now, we know there's a lot of questions now. A lot of questions that have arisen from possible side effects, possible heart issues that could come from getting the vaccine. I hope a lot of it's not true because there's billions of people that have gotten this vaccine. I'm not rooting for that to be something that is celebrated, like, aha, see, we were right and everybody else was wrong. I don't want that to happen. I want to make that clear. But I'm not stupid enough to sit here and think for even a half a second. I'm not dumb enough to sit here and to think for even a moment that this is the case, right? I'm not going to sit here and tell you the way that Fauci is, this thing is completely safe, absolutely safe, nothing wrong with this, there's no problems here. That would be total incompetency. That would be incredibly stupid. But that is exactly what you just heard there from Fauci. That's what he just said, folks. This is, and that's how he said it. All right, I'm going to tell you more about this in a second, but I do need to tell you about our friends at Augusta Precious Metals. If you've been saving for a long time for retirement, you know that you need to protect your money. And one way to do that is with a gold IRA. I'm excited about telling you about a company that I actually use. I have actually worked with Augusta Precious Metals. They are different because they will even tell you if a gold IRA isn't your answer. They give you just the facts. Now, Augusta Precious Metal is all about protecting your IRA and your 401k. They're great people at a great conservative company. They're great people at a great conservative company. They understand right now that it's crazy with our economy, and it's extremely important, especially if you're close to retirement, to protect your assets because there's no time to make up losses. So if you've saved $100,000 or more, then you should take a look at their free guide. And you should really sign up for something that I've done. It's a web conference where you talk to a top individual about gold IRAs and your 401k. Check them out and get the peace of mind that you're protecting your hard-earned assets when you get really close to retirement. 877-4, the number 4, gold IRA. 877-4, gold IRA. Or visit them online at AugustaPreciousMetals.com. Say, I sent you, and they will pay your fees for up to 10 years. That's AugustaPreciousMetals.com, 877-4-GOLD-IRA. Now, if you think Fauci hasn't lied to you before, let's go back to Fauci on China's lab leak theory. What did he say about that?
To go, so that's a moot point.
You've had the distinct honor and pleasure of having some of your emails, many of your emails, released to the public over the last few days. And there have been questions or controversy, some ginned up, but some questions raised about some of them. And I want to get you on the record addressing some of them. There was an email sent to you from an executive at EcoHealth Alliance, and this is one of the companies that funded some of the research at the Wuhan lab. And this email thanked you for basically saying you believed that the origins of the coronavirus were natural. This email said, quote, I wanted to say a personal thank you on behalf of our staff and collaborators for publicly standing up and stating that the scientific evidence supports a natural origin for COVID-19 from bat to human spillover, not a lab release from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. That email was April 18th. Now, there are some of your critics who say this shows you have too cozy of a relationship with the people behind the Wuhan lab research. What do you say to that?
Oh, that's nonsense. I don't even see how they get that from that email. That email was sent to me from them. I have always said, and will say today to you, John, that I still believe the most likely origin is from an animal species to a human. But I keep an absolutely open mind that if there may be other origins of that, there may be another reason. It could have been a lab leak.
It could have been, but I'm going with the animals. In other words, I'm going with the Chinese. He's wrong. Fauci's wrong on both of these issues now. So how will the American people ever trust this government again on an issue that should be non-political? Health in society, public health, and pandemics.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I think that Fauci probably did more damage to this country, and I'm talking about just basic trust in our public health officials, and did more damage to this country for future issues that we may have, and we will have them. Because now when the government speaks, no one's going to listen. When the government tells you to do something, and it may actually be the right thing, people are going to just roll their eyes and say, I don't believe you. Why would they say this? Because they were wrong all over the place. Let me remind you of the Republicans. They were coming out talking about the Wuhan Institute of Virology. They were talking about it, and many other conservatives were, because we weren't stupid enough to believe that it came from a wet market based on the data. And what did Fauci say? Nope, I believe it came from animals. I believe it came from bats. I believe it came from wet market. I believe everything but the Wuhan Institute of Virology, the place where he was sending money, clearly that was being used for gain-of-function research, which I also believe he lied to Congress about. Same thing with the vaccine. Oh, the vaccine's totally safe. Everything's perfect. There's nothing wrong with this vaccine. The vaccine's completely safe. How many times did he say this? And if you don't believe him, right, you're the idiot.
The science in on whether the vaccine is safe.
Oh, without a doubt, it's been given to billions of people in billions of doses. So there's no doubt safety is off the table. There's no doubt it's safe.
Again, are there side effects? We're starting to learn more about it. Looks like there's some pretty good chances there's going to be some side effects that are going to come to light. Some of them could cost you your life. What's Fauci saying? Oh, you got to take this thing. You're trying to kill grandma if you don't take this thing. And then ask, oh, there's no doubt it's safe. No doubt it's safe, right? Everybody took this thing. It's safe. It's safe. It's safe. It's safe. It's safe. Well, is it really safe? Yeah, of course it's safe. Why is it safe? Because I said it's safe. Right? Because I'm the one that said it's safe. But is it really safe? Yes, it's safe. It's safe because I say so. I'm Dr. Fauci. I tell you it's safe, so therefore it is safe. That is the logic used. How would anybody and why would anybody trust them now? House GOP are demanding to get the answers to the questions I just mentioned. What do the Democrats say? Oh, they're totally different on this. Take a listen to Fox.
House Intelligence Committee Republicans claim the coronavirus pandemic could be the result of a Chinese biological weapons research gone terribly wrong. It is sure to be a major issue once the GOP takes over the chamber next month. Here's senior national correspondent Rich Edson.
If we have to use the gavel and call for subpoenas, we will.
Republicans are intensifying their investigations into COVID-19's origins. In a new report, Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee claim, quote, there are indications that SARS-CoV-2 may have been tied to China's biological weapons research program and spilled over to the human population during a lab-related incident at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The Republican report cites suspected ties between China's military and bioweapons research and scientists at China's Wuhan Institute of Virology. The Republicans admit they've found no smoking gun.
You can call it circumstantial evidence, but when it starts to mount up, you certainly have more and more questions that you need answered.
His report chides U.S. intelligence agencies, accusing them of stonewalling the GOP investigation. Last year, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence released an unclassified report on the origins of COVID-19, saying, quote, we remain skeptical of allegations that SARS-CoV-2 was a biological weapon because they are supported by scientifically invalid claims. ODNI also says there's no direct access to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, which could confirm or disprove those claims. Without getting into specifics, Republicans claim the intel community withheld key information from the public in that report. Republicans say intel agencies could declassify this information without harming national security. An ODNI spokesperson refused to comment on the GOP report. Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee also released a report this week on COVID. It criticizes intel agencies for failing in early 2020 to collect intelligence on health officials in China. The Democrats' report sidesteps COVID's origins. They say they have no source that would help reach a more definitive conclusion on the issue than the intelligence community released last year, Brett.
So here's my question. And this is a report before the Republicans took the House. And you can see the writing on the wall, right? All right, well, we got to give them something now because we can't just stonewall them forever. The Republicans are going to be looking into the origins of COVID-19, and they're going to come up with some intel and some information clearly, right? Clearly, that's going to point to Wuhan Institute of Virology and the Chinese government. So we probably need to get ahead of this by releasing a report that says, okay, there's a chance. So what happens? Bam! U.S. Department of Energy has a report that is based, they say, on new information that assesses that the COVID-19 pandemic likely originated from an accidental lab leak. Ho-ho! Out of Wuhan. Now, we didn't say, by the way, I never said this was it was on purpose, but there certainly was clear that this thing got out. So how does CNN play it now? Well, they're trying to tell you the truth without telling you the truth. They're trying to be honest about this without having to admit that they were wrong. So now they want to still throw doubt in your mind by saying there's still a chance that what we're telling you now is accurate, may be wrong, so we're going to mark it with low confidence. That's what the U.S. Department of Energy is now assessing with this announcement. Listen.
An updated classified intel report saying that the U.S. Department of Energy has assessed that the source of the COVID-19 pandemic likely came from a China lab leak. But there is one major caveat. Sources at the Department of Energy tell CNN that the report has, quote, low confidence. CNN's Natasha Bertrand has been reporting on all of this, and she's joining us right now on the phone. Natasha, I mean, various U.S. intel agencies have been split on this issue for years now. And this is from the Department of Energy, low confidence. What does all this mean?
Yeah, Fred, so this is essentially another data point. The intel community has been examining this really closely for the last 2 years, ever since President Biden tasked them with investigating the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic shortly after he first got into office. And back in 2021, the intel agencies, roughly 18 of them, they could not come to a definitive conclusion about where this virus actually originated. And that is still the case. But what we're now seeing is that the Department of Energy has collected some new intelligence, according to our sources, that has led them to come to a conclusion that the lab leak theory is plausible and that it likely did come from a lab. Now, of course, that major caveat you noted that assessment is low confidence is very important, because a low confidence assessment generally means that the information that has been obtained by the intel community is not reliable enough, or is too fragmented to make a more definitive judgment, or there's simply not enough information available to draw a more robust conclusion about the origins of this pandemic. But
so let's be clear what CNN's saying now. They're saying, okay, the U.S. Department of Energy is giving you their official assessment, which is COVID-19 likely resulted from a lab leak. It was accidental. But we're still going to categorize it with low confidence because we don't want to just have to admit that we were totally and completely full of crap for the last 3 years. We don't want to have to admit that Dr. Fauci was just wrong. We don't want to have to admit that we screwed this thing up so bad that we just need to apologize and say we're sorry. So instead of doing that, we're going to go in the other direction, which is to say it's low confidence, but we assess it and we agree it came from a lab link, but it's low confidence. Is there another story that's bigger than this one? Can someone tell me that? I'd love to know. Right. Is there like something here that I really can hold on to that is different? If you can find that for me, I want to hear it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We're also learning now that COVID and those lockdowns had little to no impact on your health and protecting you. We're also being told now by Dr. Robert Malone, one of the guys that was silenced when he was speaking out and giving another viewpoint on COVID-19 and treatments, that a new Cleveland Clinic study actually shows that more COVID vaccine shots you take, the more likely you are to actually get COVID. Did you hear me? Did you hear what I just said there? You're more likely to get COVID. He was on Dan Bongino's show on Fox News Channel. Take a listen to this.
No matter what you believe about the COVID vaccine, one thing is becoming crystal clear. The mRNA technology used for the shot didn't work as they told us it would. Now, as we get more data coming in, a lot of questions are being asked about how safe is this vaccine? Joining me now is the man who developed that mRNA technology, Dr. Robert Malone. Doc, thanks a lot for your time. I'm just going to get right to the point, Doc. Is this shot safe? No one knows more about it than you.
In my opinion, it's neither safe nor effective. We have the recent paper from Tony Fauci and his colleagues at NIH in which they're acknowledging that it's not effective, and it probably never would have been. But the data regarding safety is becoming quite clear, and the more jabs you take, the more likely you are to get COVID, according to the recent study that's been published by the Cleveland Clinic.
Doc, can you explain, or does anybody out there that you're familiar with understand why this seems to have some particular affinity, this mRNA spike protein, for heart tissue? What's going on with that, with the myocarditis?
Yeah, so that one's a little harder to figure out. There may be an autoimmune component. The lipid nanoplexes themselves seem to have an affinity for the electroconducting tissue in the heart. And it's not really completely clear. There's also obviously blood clots forming that cause heart damage, heart muscle damage, and that includes in the very small vessels of the heart. Over.
Yeah. Dr. Malone, thanks a lot. I wish there was some good news here, but I appreciate you coming on. Thanks for your time.
You listen to Dr. Malone there. This is the guy who came up with the medicine to give vaccines, these shots, the mRNA. And he's saying not only did it not work the way they were supposed to work, it's neither effective now or safe. Now, before I get into more of that, I want to tell you about our friends over at Patriot Mobile real quick. If you've got a cell phone, then you need to make the switch to the only Christian conservative cell phone coming to the U.S. Why? Because when you pay your bill and every time you make a phone call or send a text message, you're supporting conservative Christian causes that you believe in. If you are fed up with woke companies that don't care about your values, then stand with a company that actually does. Make the switch today. You're going to get a free month of service plus free activation with Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative wireless provider. They use the same towers that you're on right now. You get to keep your same phone many times and your same phone number. Plus, they defend and protect our First and Second Amendment rights. They also make sure they stand up for the unborn. They offer nationwide coverage, and they are an amazing company. When you pay your bill, you are supporting what you believe in. Now, right now, you can try Patriot Mobile for 2 months and get your third month free. Plus, get free activation. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. So just go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Or call them 878-PATRIOT. That's 878-PATRIOT. Or online at patriotmobile.com/Ben. That's patriotmobile.com/Ben. Now, think the media is going to tell that viewpoint? No, they're not. Why? Because they want you to believe that it's safe, absolutely safe. There's nothing wrong with it. Everything's fine. It's totally okay. I played for you earlier, Dr. Fauci, on TV. It's fine. It's safe. There's nothing wrong. The entire problem with everything that I just mentioned to you is this. They, and I'm referring to the media and the left, got it wrong every step of the way. They got it wrong on the origins of COVID. They got it wrong on the effectiveness of the vaccine. Remember the whole promise, if you get the vaccine, you won't get COVID? Don't ever forget that, okay? Don't ever forget Fauci when he came out and he said to you, if you get the vaccine, right? If you get the COVID vaccine, you're going to be just fine. There is nothing that could go wrong. It's all going to be okay. You get it, and you're going to be, it's going to be amazing for you. But if you don't get it, it's over, right? If you don't get it, you're done. If you don't get it, sorry, you're going to die, and you're going to kill grandmother in the process. Don't go visit your family. We also know White House pressured Facebook to censor views on COVID-19. We know that. How do we know it? We know that. Let me give you an example of that, how they were trying to censor it. Take a listen to this from this was back in January when Tucker Carlson was talking about this.
We were censored, and now we know we were censored directly by the White House. In April of 2021, the White House's director of digital strategy, a character called Rob Flaherty, sent this email to Facebook, quote, "The top post on Facebook about vaccines today is Tucker Carlson saying they don't work," he complained. He then pressured, the White House pressured Facebook to follow its policy of, quote, "reduction," meaning censorship. We're quoting, "If reduction means pumping our most vaccine has an audience with Tucker Carlson saying it doesn't work, then I'm not sure it's reduction." In other words, censor more. The Facebook employee responded by promising that the company was, quote, "running this down now." We asked Rob Flaherty to join us tonight to explain, but of course he's a coward and he won't. So we only know this, by the way, because of a lawsuit from the attorneys general of Louisiana and Missouri. Jeff Landry is the AG in Louisiana, and we are honored to have him join us tonight. Mr. Landry, thank you so much for coming on. So you're the chief law enforcement officer of your state. You're the attorney general. This would be illegal, would it not be?
Well, it's certainly a violation of your First Amendment right, Tucker. Yeah. And I wouldn't say that Facebook, I mean, that the White House pressured Facebook. I would say that the White House demanded that they do something about the video that you had posted. Look, this suit is about whether or not the government has basically suppressed American speech as those Americans go about debating the very policies that the government has us under.
Right.
And if the White House did not like your position, or if your position did not agree with the White House, then you were silenced. And the evidence in this case right now is showing us that that's exactly what happened.
Government is not allowed to censor speech.
Yet that's exactly what they did. The government would censor you if you said anything they didn't like about COVID. You ask a question they didn't like, you were silenced. You were censored. You ask any questions about the vaccine and the side effects, the adverse effects of the COVID vaccines, you will be shut down, you will be silenced, and you can't ask that question. Remember, this is you don't have the ability to have an opinion. You must take the vaccine or you're trying to kill grandma. Right? That's what this is all about. Why are the doctors not talking about DeMar Hamlin? Remember when he collapsed on the field for the NFL? Why are they not answering questions about that? That's a good question that everybody should be asking, obviously, right? Now, Dr. Fauci had no problem answering questions about that, and here's what he said.
In a very, very rare case, some of the mRNA vaccines can cause a self-limiting, almost invariably benign, inflammatory response in the heart, which generally resolves in a very short period of time. It is very, very rare. When you compare that with the negative effects on the heart by myocarditis or pericarditis, which is inflammation of either the heart muscle or the covering of the heart, and heart failure and heart medical problems, overwhelmingly, COVID itself causes that in a dramatically higher rate than the relatively benign, mild myocarditis that you might have with a vaccine, which is very, very rare.
Okay, so it's very, very rare. But what happened when you went on late night and you said the vaccines are incredibly safe, there's no problems here, everybody that acts like there's problems here, you need to shut up, right? Because you're the idiot. Somebody want to bring me that intel? Somebody want to talk to me about that real quick? Because, like, that's kind of an important deal, isn't it? It's kind of an important moment here for all of us to discuss, isn't it? These vaccines are absolutely chase. Okay, well, there's a small chance you might have some major heart issues with it. But besides that, it is totally and completely safe. That's what you're now saying. Right? Everything is fine. Everything is perfect. There are no issues. There are no problems. It's all good. Except that's not the case at all. In fact, it's the complete opposite of that. Totally different than that. What I just told you isn't even close to the truth. That's what they should have said, right? That's what should have been told to you, but they didn't tell you that. And there's a reason why, because they didn't want to have to admit that they were just flat out wrong. They didn't want to admit that. They lied to you the entire time, and now the government comes out and they run this BS headline. Lab leak, most likely origin of COVID-19 pandemic, Wuhan, and a lab leak, the Energy Department says. But they're also saying that they're willing to look at other intelligence if it changes their mind. So it's not totally accurate, but there's probably a good chance this is what it was. Oh, Glad we found that out. So glad that you were so transparent with that. Let me just say one other thing. Please make sure that you share this podcast today. These clips that I just played for you, all of this story, they're not going to cover this in the media. I think we can all agree on that. They're not going to do it. So please make sure that you download this podcast, share it with your family and friends, and I will see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.